Please read the instructions and the exercise for task 5. You've got 15 seconds. Now listen to text 5. While listening, write your notes on your extra sheet. After the second listening, write your answers on the exam paper. In the eye of the hurricane.
With me in the studio tonight, Sue and Mike Forrest, who survived one of the worst natural disasters of the last decade. Sue, what type of disaster did you experience?
Hurricane Ike.
When and where did this disaster occur?
It started near Africa at the end of August 2008 and raced across the Atlantic with maximum winds of 145 miles per hour. It hit Galveston, Texas at 110 miles per hour at 2:10 a.m. on September 13, 2008 and lasted for about 3 hours. Then it went further north and exited into the Atlantic on September 14th.
Why didn't you leave?
Well, for once in my life, I wanted to experience a hurricane firsthand. So I decided to stay. Bad idea.
When I heard of his decision to stay, I really thought my husband was crazy. But in the end, I didn't want to leave Mike alone, so I didn't leave either.
What did you do to prepare for the disaster?
Well, I bought enough supplies for 2 weeks. Things like fresh water, canned food, etc. Then, 2 days before the estimated landfall, I protected the doors and windows with wood.
Yes, there was quite a lot to do. We had to move anything that could be blown around into the garage.
What steps did you take to protect yourselves during the disaster?
First, we stayed in the living room for a while. But when it started to get a little crazy, we went into the safe room.
What did your safe room look like?
It was the bathroom. Of course, it had no windows and no exterior door. We'd stocked it up with canned food, fresh water, and plenty of batteries for radio and flashlights, instead of a generator.
Yes, and of course, we took all of our important documents with us. Things like birth certificates, passports, and so on. Actually, in the end, I was in such a hurry that, without noticing it, I left the bag with our family pictures and all the medicine in the living room.
How did you feel during this experience?
At first, I felt just a bit uncomfortable, but after like 10 minutes, when everything started to shake, and the noise was increasing from minute to minute, we were scared as hell. You can't imagine.
What did you learn from this experience?
I learned that I'm not sticking around for the next hurricane. You should not think twice about leaving. You know, if you wait until the last minute, it might be too late.
Now listen again.
With me in the studio tonight, Sue and Mike Forrest, who survived one of the worst natural disasters of the last decade. Sue, what type of disaster did you experience?
Hurricane Ike.
When and where did this disaster occur?
It started near Africa at the end of August 2008 and raced across the Atlantic with maximum winds of 145 miles per hour. It hit Galveston, Texas at 110 miles per hour at 2:10 a.m. on September 13, 2008 and lasted for about 3 hours. Then it went further north and exited into the Atlantic on September 14th.
Why didn't you leave?
Well, for once in my life, I wanted to experience a hurricane firsthand, so I decided to stay. Bad idea.
When I heard of his decision to stay, I really thought my husband was crazy. But in the end, I didn't want to leave Mike alone, so I didn't leave either.
What did you do to prepare for the disaster?
Well, I bought enough supplies for 2 weeks. things like fresh water, canned food, etc. Then, 2 days before the estimated landfall, I protected the doors and windows with wood.
Yes, there was quite a lot to do. We had to move anything that could be blown around into the garage.
What steps did you take to protect yourselves during the disaster?
First, we stayed in the living room for a while. But when it started to get a little crazy, we went into the safe room.
What did your safe room look like?
It was the bathroom. Of course, it had no windows and no exterior door. We'd stocked it up with canned food, fresh water, and plenty of batteries for radio and flashlights, instead of a generator.
Yes, and of course, we took all of our important documents with us. Things like birth certificates, passports, and so on. Actually, in the end, I was in such a hurry that, without noticing it, I left the bag with our family pictures and all the medicine in the living room.
How did you feel during this experience?
At first, I felt just a bit uncomfortable, but after like 10 minutes, when everything started to shake and the noise was increasing from minute to minute, we were scared as hell. You can't imagine.
What did you learn from this experience?
I learned that I'm not sticking around for the next hurricane. You should not think twice about leaving. You know, if you wait until the last minute, it might be too late.
You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. We wish you all the best for the next part of your final exams. Goodbye.